This week's Igloo Fest could see fewer harm reduction workers after employees of the GRIP voted to adopt a 5-day strike mandate last week. Social worker and union representative Marie Fournier says the action comes roughly a year after the workforce unionized. While the GRIP employs a permanent staff of about 15 people, they also have around 70 to 80 occasional employees who take most of the harm reduction shifts you'll see at Montreal festivals. Fournier says it's these workers who have the biggest gripes with management.
These are workers that have no guaranteed hours whatsoever. For example, in the summer, they can work like 10 times, get 10 shifts in August, for example, and then in September, they're going to get nothing.
Despite that, she says workers are still asked to provide up to 20 hours worth of availability each week, an arrangement she says leads to high turnover.
Every year, the GRIP hires new people, and every year we have a lot of people leaving.
The union wants more predictability and fewer expectations for those workers. They also want the salary for occasional workers to increase and to be on a pay scale that reflects workers' expertise, a change from the current flat rate of $20 per hour.
And yeah, we love our job. We love the GRIP and the mission we have, but it's just we want to have a real say in what our working conditions are and our expertise to be valued.
Fournier says that workers could vote to strike as early as Thursday if management doesn't up their offer.
We don't want it to come to this. We want the people in festival to be safe and to have our services. But if we have to do this to be taken seriously, for our work to be valued, then we'll have to do it. And with Igloo Fest being right now, you might see us at the entrance striking.
She told CKUT there's been no real response from management to the strike mandate yet. GRIP management also didn't respond when asked to speak for this story by CKUT. For CKUT, I'm Jules Bujal with the Local Journalism Initiative.